SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Wir sind SBS German. Weitere Inhalte finden Sie auf sbs.com.au/German.
Wenn wir in den Nachthimmel schauen, sehen wir eine wunderschöne Reihe von Sternen, die inmitten der sich ständig verändernden Mondphasen nach dem täglichen Lauf der Sonne funkeln. Astronomie ist das Studium von Himmelsobjekten und Phänomenen. Die indigene Astronomie bezieht sich auf ein tiefes Wissen über die Sterne und ihre Verbindungen zum Land, im Verständnis, dass sich alles auf dem Land im Himmel widerspiegelt. Für die Aborigines und Torres Strait Islander ist der Himmel die Grundlage für kulturelle Praktiken, die seit Tausenden von Generationen in Form von Geschichten, Liedern, Zeremonien und Kunst mündlich überliefert wurden. Auntie Joanne Self ist eine in Sydney geborene Gadigal-Frau, die mit Geschichten über die Milchstraße aufgewachsen ist, weitergegeben von ihrer Mutter, den Ältesten und den Wissensträgern ihrer Gemeinschaft.
For more than 60,000 years, First Nations people have looked up to the sky. It helps us understand the world around us. Using our observation of the stars, the planets, the moon, the sun, and the atmosphere to predict weather changes and tides, to navigate on land and water, and to plan food gatherings, hunting, trading, or ceremony, as well as pass down stories through the generations. Looking up and reading the skies was and still is an important way to understand, interact with and develop connection to country and to know our place in the universe.
Auntie Joanne erklärt, dass das indigene Wissen über die Sterne ein Mittel für die Ureinwohner ist, die Welt, in der sie leben und ihre Rolle und Verantwortung darin zu verstehen.
We have a saying, everything that's up there is down here. So you can find your community, songlines, important ceremonial sites, and other wayfinding points using the stars. But the stars alone need a little bit of help for you to understand everything. So knowing your dance, knowing your language, and your area's connection to your piece of country validates everything.
Dwayne Harmarker ist außerordentlicher Professor für kulturelle Astronomie an der School of Physics der Universität Melbourne. Er arbeitet mit den Gemeinschaften der Aborigines und Torres Strait Islandern zusammen, um deren traditionelles Wissen zu dokumentieren.
What the elders talk about is how everything in the sky is connected to the land. So if you want to know how things around you work, you look to the stars. So humans have always had this close connection with the stars, and the stars can serve as a textbook. They can serve as a map, they can serve as a law book, as a social rule book, and they can also serve as a timepiece and a memory space, so how you can encode information to memory by utilizing the stars.
Alles am Himmel hat einen Sinn und Zweck, und die Bewegungen der Sonne, des Mondes und der Sterne werden genutzt, um Veränderungen in der Umwelt vorherzusagen, wie die Jahreszeiten, Wettermuster und das Verhalten von Pflanzen und Tieren.
And the thing that's most important about understanding indigenous knowledge with the stars is that it relates to everything else. So when you want to know if the seasons are going to change, is it going to rain, what the behaviors of the animals are going to be, when to plant or harvest gardens or food sources. You need to be able to look to the stars to understand how that's going to work, but you also need to look to everything around you.
Diese ganzheitliche Betrachtungsweise der Welt um uns herum ist für die Kultur der Aborigines und Torres Strait Islander von zentraler Bedeutung.
In the Torres Strait, elders talk about observing how stars twinkle. And if you can read how they twinkle, which means observing or interpreting changes in the properties and positions of stars, if you can read all those subtle changes, they'll tell you something about the atmosphere. And they can tell you if a storm is coming or if the seasons are going to change.
Jede Nacht gehen die Sterne am östlichen Himmel 4 Minuten früher auf als am Tag zuvor. Im Laufe eines Jahres drehen sich die Sterne im Kreis, so wie sich die Erde um die Sonne bewegt. Dieser Zyklus der himmlischen Veränderungen fällt mit den Veränderungen auf dem Land zusammen. Wie Auntie Joanne erklärt, ist der Emu am Himmel oder der Dark Emu ein bekanntes Sternbild, das durch die dunklen Bereiche in der Milchstraße gekennzeichnet ist.
What I like about the emu in the sky is it shows others how First Nations people use the dark patches in the sky as much as the stars, but also because it mirrors the behaviour of the terrestrial emu. So whatever we see the terrestrial emu doing on the land, we also see that information paralleled in the sky.
Dwayne Harmacher weiß zum Beispiel, dass das Sternbild des Dark Emu im April und Mai kurz nach Sonnenuntergang am südöstlichen Himmel aufsteigt.
That coincides with the time of the year the emus are breeding. That dark constellation is high overhead in June and July. That's when the emus are sitting on their eggs. When it shifts around and is sort of perpendicular to the southwest horizon, that is when the emus are rearing the young, because the chicks are hatching.
Dieser Emu taucht auch in den traditionellen Geschichten der Ureinwohner auf, in denen wichtige wissenschaftliche Informationen festgehalten sind.
Some traditions might talk about how the moon was a man hunting an emu, and the emu tried to run across a tree that was laying over a river, and it fell into the water. And now when they go into the sky, you can see the emu, which is in the sky river, the Milky Way, the Wannumbull. But you can also see that tree that fell across is the Southern Cross. It's the Yaren tree, which is right near the head of the emu. So when it slipped into the water, now when the moon comes around, the emu disappears to hide away from the moon because he's the hunter trying to avoid him. But that's also talking about the light pollution the moon creates and why it's difficult to see the Milky Way when you have a moon out.
Vorübergehende Phänomene am Nachthimmel, wie etwa Meteore, haben in den Kulturen der Ureinwohner ebenfalls eine Bedeutung. Wie Dwayne Harmacher erklärt, lehren die Ältesten, dass diese Phänomene wichtig für das Verständnis von Leben, Tod und Identität sind.
Across most of Australia, bright meteors are seen as one of generally two things that are often related. It's either an evil spirit, sort of long, spindly evil beings that fly across the sky, but usually they're related to death. So in the Torres Strait, for example, the really bright fireballs, the really bright meteors, called the Maer. They're seen as the spirits of people who've just passed away or just about to pass away.
Die Beziehung zwischen Aborigines und Torres Strait Islandern und den Sternen beinhaltet ein Gefühl von Identität und Zugehörigkeit zur natürlichen Welt, zu ihrem Selbstverständnis und zu ihrer Kultur.
In First Nations astronomy, the origins of the universe go back, way, way back, to the Tjukpura. Westerners refer to that as the dreaming. But basically it's the time long, long ago when all of what exists came to be. But what's interesting in this history is that neither time nor history as we understand it is involved in the meaning. You see, we have a concept, and that's called every when. And just as the spirit people roamed the earth and made the mountains, the river and the sky and all the celestial objects that we see around us, it lets you have a glimpse into an understanding that we're in fact co-creators of the universe in which we live. The observer and the observed are the same.
Auf diese Weise ist das indigene Wissen um die Sterne ein wesentlicher Bestandteil der Verbindung von Vergangenheit, Gegenwart und Zukunft zu einem ganzheitlichen Wissenssystem. Und das ist für die Kultur der First Nations von zentraler Bedeutung.
Liken, teilen und kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte bei facebook.com/sbsgerman.